I'm going to take off my mask when I'm preaching. My mother suggested me last week when she watched the YouTube video, I should wear the bigger mask because I look fat with the mic. But I told my mom that that's the biggest one. Just my face is bigger. So. 6-year-old Tommy kept telling his first grade teacher for weeks about a baby brother or sister is coming to his house. His mom was expected. One day, his mom allowed Tommy to touch and feel her stomach because baby was moving. Of course, 6-year-old was very impressed, but did not say anything. And strangely, he stopped telling his teacher about the baby anymore. For several days, teacher noticed that Tommy did not say anything about the baby coming. The teacher finally sat down with Tommy and said, "Tommy, whatever has become of you, that baby brother or sister you were expecting at home, right?" Tommy suddenly burst into tears and cried loud and confessed, "Teacher, I think my mommy ate it." As we are on the third Sunday of Advent, I'm going to begin today's main message with one question. Listen to this question. Why did Almighty God, who can do all things, decided to be born as a baby? Why? Why our mighty God, who can do everything, capability of doing everything, decide to become a human flesh? Think about that question. With all the spirit of joy and our busyness of the season, keep asking yourself about this question. Why? Why our God, who has unlimited power and ability to do anything, but God decided to become a baby, human. We call it incarnation of God. Why? One of the movies that I really enjoy a long time ago is titled Bruce Almighty. Have you watched that movie, Bruce Almighty? The story of the movie is like this. There's a man named Bruce. He's somewhat just a normal guy. He was a news reporter and trying to get a job of new news anchor position. But, of course, he was not able to get that anchor job. He was very disappointed, angry, and his relationship with his girlfriend is getting downhill as well. He's disappointed and despair. And he prayed to God. And God answered his prayer. One day, God suddenly appeared in front of him. He was so confused. But he started complaining to God about his miserable life. So God offers him if he would like to take God's job. while God is on vacation. So he was able to get this amazing power of God. He loved using this amazing divine power, but he used this power only his own benefit for a while. And somewhat, he was not able to focus on some other important divine work of the world, the pro side. Of course, he messed up using this amazing power. For example, he answered all the prayer requests. He was not able to answer one by one. He was getting tired of it, so he said yes to all prayers. And this world became so chaos because he said yes to all the prayers. And particularly, there are so many lottery winners. You know, when there are so many lottery winners, then you will probably get like a few dollars. So people got angry, riot broke out. The world became so chaotic. He was so in despair, disappointed, even with this amazing power. Finally, he surrendered to God. God, I cannot handle anymore. The problem is, he surrendered in the middle of the road, so he got into a car accident. And the later story go on that he was able to straight up his life. I think the movie Bruce Almighty has a really interesting storyline. A human getting divine power. And we don't realize how powerful God's ability is so powerful until we experience it. So one thing I learned from the movie is that we have this amazing, powerful God that hold us, lead us, and guide us with God's power and God's plan. As we're celebrating this amazing season of Christmas, we need to surrender to God. We need to surrender to God's amazing power. We need to surrender to God's amazing the love. That's why we need amazing love of God. We need baby Jesus in our life. That's why God came to us. That's the main reason. Because God loves us. God knew that we need Jesus Christ. So God became flesh and came to us as Emmanuel God. But still, this amazing concept that God became flesh is still mysterious. Because God loves us, because God cared for us, and because God knew that we are not able to solve this huge problem of sin by ourselves. We're going to do the Bible study, not this week, and next week, about the characteristic of sin, theological approach of sin. And it's going to be very interesting. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are celebrating this amazing season of Advent and Christmas, but let us not forget that our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the reason for the season. Have you heard about that phrase? Jesus is the reason for the season? Yes, that's right. our Lord Jesus Christ, the only reason for the season. So let's go back to the question of why. Maybe we are too familiar with this whole idea of Christmas. We repeat it every year. So we're not kind of getting numb about this main concept of God becoming human. Maybe somewhat we're fantasizing about the idea of Christmas. But there's a reality. There's a harsh reality in a Christmas story. The real story. Concept of God being a human and coming to us to save us is unbelievable. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. If I had that kind of power, like Bruce did, I could have done like, you know, instead of, you know, become a human, going through all this harsh reality and died on the cross, going through all this, instead of that, maybe forgiveness to all. That's the easy way, right? If I had that kind of power, divine power, would have done that way. But somehow, God decided this is the only way. Our God become a baby, born in human flesh, is the only way to solve our huge problem of sin. That's why God decided coming to us. Our amazing God, our Creator, became a human flesh, and God came as a baby, take up the cross to die. That's amazing. God's will. The will of God for salvation. This is the whole idea of Christmas, but we don't see it. We try to avoid the whole idea, the main concept of Christmas. Maybe we just want to enjoy this moment of season. Not think about why God came to us. God knew that this is the only way. This is the only way that we could realize the love of God. This is the only way that we can go through Jesus Christ. We can get the true salvation. That's the only way. That's why God came to us. God came to us as Emmanuel God. God with us. One of the hymns, for unto us a child was born. For unto us a child is born. It's Messiah. For unto us a child was born in order to open the door for us to be born again. You getting it? Jesus was born in order to open door for us to be born again. Isn't it amazing? In the Gospel of John chapter 3, there is a story of Nicodemus asking Jesus about the kingdom of God. Verse 1, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. The member of the Jewish ruling council, he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miracle sign you are doing if God were not with him. Reply, Jesus declared, listen, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Somewhat, it's different answer of what Nicodemus asked. But Jesus was addressing this important concept. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And Nicodemus said, "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked, "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Then Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit." Amen? Yeah. So, being born again is a really important concept that we need to live out. That's why Jesus was revealing this amazing concept of being born again. Maybe Jesus revealed this amazing concept so that we can be being born again through Jesus Christ. So what do you mean by being born again? Today's scripture, Apostle Paul's understanding of being born again is described in today's scripture. Verse 6, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him. In him. Think about being born again. What's the concept of being born again? And listen to this Apostle Paul's understanding of being born again. For in him, verse 9, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. Verse 11, in him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you are buried with him in baptism, you are also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him. God made you alive together. He set this aside, nailed it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. That's Apostle Paul's definition of being born again. Which means we became a new person with being born again. We're not no longer the old person that we have been living because of Jesus Christ, born as a savior of the world. We are able to be born again. So it is critically necessary for us to be born again. That's why God came to us. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. But we cannot possibly do it with our own ability and power. So verse 13, God made you alive together with him by coming to us as a human flesh form. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the mystery. This is the mystery and miracle of Christmas. Amen? Last Sunday, Marshall sang offertory praise, "Mary, Did You Know?" One of the lyrics in this song is like this: "This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Jesus was born in order to open the door for us to be born again. One of the sermons Rick Warren, the famous preacher, preached on Christmas, titled, "What Will You Find at Christmas?" What will you find at Christmas? And he laid out 3 points. Number one, you can find forgiveness at Christmas. Number two, you can find peace of mind at Christmas. Number three, you can find eternal life at Christmas. My brothers and sisters in Christ, what are we looking for at Christmas? Last week, I was walking around my neighborhood area. I saw yard decoration with a polar bear with some penguins. What with the polar bear and penguins? We don't have that kind of weather here. Totally missed the main reason of Christmas. Totally missed the message that Jesus, incarnation of Jesus Christ, for us. One of my favorite verse is Romans chapter 12, 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Which means we're not supposed to follow all this culture and tradition of Christmas. We need to continue to focus on why Jesus came to us, why God decided to come in as a baby. We've become a new people, my brothers and sisters. We are children of God. We are children of God that God treasures. We are the children of God who God loves so much. We have been given an amazing privilege. The privilege of knowing God's word. The privilege of overcoming the world. The privilege of using amazing power of God by being born again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. So if anyone is in Christ, listen to this. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, new things have come into being. That's who we are through being born again. There's no such a thing as a modernist Christian. I'm not sure it's a Christian or not Christian, but right in the middle. There's no such thing as that. Just like Peter at the pilot's yard. Not getting in, not getting outside. As we celebrate this amazing season, let's not forget, our Lord Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the message that you've given us, and we thank you for the encouragement that you've given us through the message. God, we are celebrating this amazing season, but are we missing the main point, why you came to us? Help us, God, to realize why you came to us. Help us to fully embrace the Holy Spirit so that we can be born again through the Spirit. God, you told us through the scripture that being born again is a very critical and important. Help us to become new creation, new person, new in Christ, so that we can follow you, your direction. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.